Well, good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to another service here at Unity Center of Light, located in Bowie, Maryland. I'm Reverend Millage Mosby.
And I'm Pamela Mosby.
And we look forward to bringing you this service today. We always like to remind you that 10:30 every Sunday morning, there is a Zoom fellowship service where you can watch this message and meditation with other Unity folks, listen to music, have discussion about the message, and just have good interaction with other people, and have some community. So, if you get the e-newsletter or the weekly update, you can find the Zoom link for that 10:30 Sunday morning Zoom fellowship service. And join us for that, and we would love to have you join us. Also, if you're new to this YouTube channel and just hearing us for the first time, on the first Sunday of every month, we have an in-person, actually a hybrid in-person Zoom service. So if you'd like to be in person with us, which we'd love to have you come and do that, March the 3rd.
Yes.
Next Sunday, March the 3rd, we're having an in-person service, all right? So please, check our website for the address. And again, that's at 10:30, and we'd love to see you there.
Yes.
But right now, we're going to get started with Pamela.
Thank you. Well, good morning and welcome to the Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that nurtures the growth of all who are seeking to develop and fully express their spirit, mind, and body. Please join me as we affirm our mission and foundation statements together. Let's begin with the mission statement. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine identity. We teach there is a power within each of us far greater than anything that exists outside of us. Now let's affirm our foundation statement. There is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the good, omnipotent. Amen. And now the daily word reading for today, Sunday, February the 25th. The key word is faith, and the affirmation is, I carry my faith in God with me throughout the day. I keep my faith at the forefront of my awareness, taking a few minutes in the morning to pause, breathe deeply, and place my awareness on the presence of God. I feel energized and strengthened. I expect all good things. As the day progresses, I pause again for a moment or two and affirm, God and I are one. I have the faith that God, my source, is with me in everything I say and do. At night, I look back on the events of the day and savor the moments in which God's presence felt especially strong. I have faith that awakening from a restful night's sleep, hearing a kind remark, enjoying time in nature, or spending quality time with a loved one are ways to feel the presence of God within and around me. And the Bible scripture is 1 Chronicles 23:30, and it reads, and they shall stand every morning thanking and praising the Lord, and likewise at evening. Amen. And now it's time for the Sunday message with Reverend Butch.
Thank you, hon. So today's talk, this is part two from last week. Aligning with the flow of change, okay, it was what we started with last week. But the subtitle of this, which we're really going to get into today, is Let Go of the Struggle to Let Go. Now, the idea for this lesson came to me when I was reading the Letting Go affirmations for this past week from the 40 Days of Lent booklet, all right? And it says, this is what they were, one for each day. I let go of limitations, I let go of stress, I let go of resistance, I let go of self-pity, I let go of anxiety, I let go of pessimism, okay? And then today's message is how Jesus let go of needing others' approval. That's, again, today's message meaning in the Lenten, 40-day Lenten booklet. So it made me realize that letting go can become a full-time job, especially because our ego has so many things it clings to and does not want to let go, all right? So to emphasize why it may be such a struggle to let go of certain things that create some sort of distress in our lives or just create, things going on in our lives we just don't, we want to let go of, all right? We were, Pam and I were watching a TV program, and I don't remember which one, in which the character made the statement, whatever happens in our life writes a story into our body. Now think about how profound that is. One source explained that the idea of our life experiences leaving imprints on our bodies is creating, by creating a unique story, is often associated with the concept of what they call embodied memory, okay? And while memories are traditionally thought of as being stored in our brain or in our mind, some theory suggests that the body also plays a part in storing and expressing past experiences. So this means that our memories are not just about what happened in our lives, but it's also about how these experiences felt, smelled, tasted, sounded, and looked, right? And again, you know, we're not talking about necessarily all bad memories. We're talking about all the good memories in our, that we have also. Those also are part of the story that's in us. For example, even though I follow a vegan diet, I can still remember the smell and taste of my grandmother's fried chicken and white rice smothered in gravy with biscuits that were probably made from lard, right? And that had to be at least 60 years ago, but yet I can still, you know, I still have the imprint of that that experience we used to have every time we went down to North Carolina. And if it is true that we have embodied our life story, and this, just keep that in your mind, if we have really embodied our life story, then think about the fact that every time we try to let go of something, what we're actually doing is trying to change a part of our personal story, which is embedded in our body, mind, soul, and spirit. So maybe the question we have to ask ourselves is, am I really willing to change a part of my story? Am I willing to let go of some of the pages or chapters of my life, which may encompass things like shame and guilt and resentment and limitation and stress and resistance, self-pity, anxiety, pessimism, you know, the need to complain or be right, you know, and possibly this other long list of things that we gotta think about that I would like to let go of. So we can see that letting go is no easy job, especially when you think about the fact that these experiences we've had have written a story in our body. We have these embodied memories. So the goal of this lesson is to explore some ways of letting go of the struggle of letting go. And I am going to give you some very specific information on that. And I was trying to figure out, should I do it in slides or should I just talk about it? But I'm going to do it in a way that you can go back to it, because this is really a how-to lesson in terms of, you know, letting go of the struggle of letting go. Okay? So this idea of letting go is certainly not saying that we are not, we're not saying that we're not whole, cute and funny and wise and interesting and intriguing, because we are, right? We're not saying that all the good things about us are the things we want to let go. No. You know, it has more to do, actually a lot more to do with our striving to make a shift from ego to spirit by becoming more aware of and embracing more of the spiritual side of ourselves, okay? So this idea of letting go of the struggle to let go really has to do with embracing more of the spiritual side of ourselves, the side that can teach us how to let go of the struggle to let go, okay? However, if we're not consciously on this spiritual journey, now listen, if we're not consciously on this spiritual journey, we mean wake up in the morning and we know and we think about the things we want to accomplish today on our spiritual journey, not just all of the secular things we got to do, but what are we going to do today to keep moving forward on our spiritual journey, okay? So we want to be mindfully on the spiritual journey. So if we're not consciously on this spiritual journey, we're not mindfully on this spiritual journey, then letting go at the level that we're exploring this lesson or these lessons is not even an issue for us, because it's not even on our radar. You get what I'm saying? So if you don't understand the fact that you are on a spiritual journey, you are mindfully, consciously on a spiritual journey, then you're not really even thinking about the things we're talking about in this lesson about moving from more from ego, which is holding on to these things, to our spiritual self, which is able to let go of these things. So what we're exploring is being mindful of the fact that we're on a spiritual journey towards higher and higher degrees of transformation. Because mindful living will help you embrace your fear and your courage. You get it? Mindful living will help you embrace your fear and your courage, your unwillingness and your willingness, your doubt and your faith. So it's important to embrace all that you are thinking and feeling on your spiritual journey. Let me say it again. It's important that you embrace all that you're feeling and thinking on your spiritual journey because it is all part of the life story you have embodied. So here's what I'm going to give you. We're going to go through 13 slides kind of quickly, but the fact is that you'll have them to go back to. Now, what I wanted to do is I wanted to just not talk about the idea of not struggling to let go or letting go of the struggle to let go. I wanted to give you some specifics on how this process works. All right, so we're going to go through these fairly quickly. So the first one is acceptance, okay? Acknowledge and accept that letting go is a process, and it is okay to feel resistance or struggle initially. But be patient with yourself and understand that it takes time to release what you are attached to. Okay? So the next one is, go back one, sweetie. Yes, okay. So the next one is identify the source. In other words, reflect on the reasons behind your struggle. Why am I struggling to let go? You know, are there specific fears, insecurities, or beliefs that are making it difficult for you to let go? So identifying the source can be a crucial step in addressing the underlying issues you are, you're dealing with, all right? So the next one is challenge negative thoughts. Challenge any negative or self-limiting thought that contributes to the struggle you're going through. Replace them with more positive and empowering affirmations. For example, instead of thinking, I just can't let go, tell yourself, I am capable of releasing what no longer serves me. That's really an important one, all right? So the next one is self-compassion. Be kind to yourself during this process. You know, no, just beating ourselves up because we can't seem to accomplish what we're trying to accomplish. Letting go is often accompanied by a range of emotions, and treating yourself with compassion is essential as you go through this process. Understand that it is okay to feel discomfort and that you are doing the best that you can. Okay? So the next one is focus on the present. Practice staying in the present moment. Dwelling on the past or worrying about the future can intensify the struggle that you're going through. So engage in activities that bring you joy and help you to stay grounded in the present. Okay? So the next one is release control. That's the one that we talk about letting go that we all struggle with. Understand that some things are beyond your control. So letting go often involves releasing the need to control every aspect of a situation. Here it is. Trust the process and allow things to unfold naturally. That's where faith comes in, okay? So the next one is acknowledge your fear. Recognize that your fear is valid and allow yourself to feel it without judgment. Remember, self-observation without condemnation, what I mind. Self-observation without condemnation, okay? So the next one is visualize the outcome. Okay, the power of imagination. Visualize the outcome. Imagine the positive outcomes that can arise from letting go of whatever it is you're striving to let go of. Visualize a future where you are free from the burden of the struggle by focusing on the benefits that will come out of releasing what no longer is serving you. Okay, so the next one. Explore the what ifs. Consider the worst case scenarios that could happen if you let go of some aspect of your life that you really just, you want to let go of. And think about what you could do to deal with them. You know, if you say, okay, well, if I let go of this, these things may happen or this may happen, okay? So think about what you could do to deal with these things you think might happen if they do come to pass, right? So you got a plan. So the next one is focus on the potential gains. Remind yourself of the positive outcomes that could come from letting go, such as personal growth, new opportunities, and greater freedom, okay? So the next one, and this is, you know, this is in anything we do, just take small steps. Start by letting go of something small and manageable, which will help you build your confidence and reduce what you may fear could be the risk of letting go, okay? And then this last one, practice mindfulness techniques like meditation. It can help you become more aware of your thoughts and emotions, allowing you to choose your response to them rather than being controlled by them. That's really an important part of this, you know, whole spiritual process. Okay. And again, if we look at that last one, choosing your response rather than being controlled by them, that's a very important technique to learn as we work towards letting go of the struggle to let go. Okay? And I know we talk about mindfulness a lot. But while it may seem unrealistic to completely eliminate the struggle of letting go, mindfulness can help us to navigate through it with greater acceptance and ease. Okay? So yes, no matter, even with all the techniques I just showed, if we engage in some of those techniques, it'll help us a lot, okay? But the process of mindfulness is being aware, being in the moment, being aware of what's happening in your whole body, mind, your emotions and everything, staying aware, okay? Mindfulness can help us navigate through all of those things that we're feeling or sensing with greater acceptance and ease. So some of the ways mindfulness can help reduce or eliminate the struggle are, again, first acknowledge that you're struggling to let go of something in your life, if that's the case, okay? Just acknowledge it. And as we said before, there are some things we can let go of because we have to realize, there are some things we can let go of because we have to come to realize they no longer serve us, okay? So you might say to yourself, I've really got to let go of this. This feeling, this emotion, this thing I do, this habit, this whatever it is, we have to let go of because it's no longer serving you. Or we have to realize how harmful some of these things that we want to let go of are to us. Or we might even not be thinking about letting go of it until we realize that this is really harmful, all right? So when it comes to the things we have difficulty letting go of, we can first mindfully acknowledge that that we're struggling with that, okay? Mindfully acknowledge I'm struggling to let go of this thing. And this is a key aspect of the practice of mindfulness. It's an honest and open recognition of your thoughts, emotions, and physical sensations without getting overwhelmed by us. Again, self-observation without condemnation. I'm taking this honest, open look at my thoughts and emotions and the physical sensations I'm feeling from that. But I'm not letting it overwhelm me, okay? So any of us who live with someone, you know, or are close to someone, can usually tell when there is something off with, you know, your friend or partner or spouse or whatever. You can usually tell when there's something off with them. And Pamela and I, you know, will compassionately ask the question, is everything all right? Basically, we say, is everything all right, hon? Okay. When we detect an energy that seems off. And the one that's being asked the question, is everything okay, may answer and share or may not, because as it is with all of us, sometimes we do not know or cannot articulate what is on our mind or what is on our heart. Can anybody relate to that? Okay. So somebody might say to you, what's going on? How do you feel? You know, you're looking a little down or whatever. You might think about it for a minute. I really can't articulate what it is. It's not in my mind to really be able to explain it. Okay. And that's because, reading it, that happens, is because life can be a complicated matter filled with a myriad of experiences, emotions, relationships, and challenges, some of which we cannot quite identify what impact they are having on us. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, things are happening all the time, and sometimes we're just not aware of the impact these things are having on us. So I think we would all agree that life can be a dynamic and ever-changing journey that encompasses both moments of joy and fulfillment, as well as difficulties and uncertainties, which can cause us to slip into semi-conscious states where we are just perplexed and can't explain what we are thinking or feeling, okay? Especially when you add in the interconnectedness of our lives of others, which can add layers of complexity to our life experience. So it's not just what we're going through. You know, a lot of times you have to look at the interconnectedness, the relationships in your life, all the relationships, you know, and what layers of complexity that those relationships can be laying on your life. But at the same time, recognizing the complexity of life is an essential aspect of developing resilience. It's an essential aspect, okay? This ability to bounce back, the ability to adapt when we find ourselves in challenging situations. The only way you can do that is just to recognize that this life process is complex, okay, with layers and layers of things involved in it. So this involves acknowledging the ups and downs, learning from all of our experiences, so that we can find meaning in this life journey. Okay, we have to look at everything that we're experiencing. So the practice of embracing the complexities of our life can eventually give us the ability to see what is really going on in the various situations, people, and events that we're experiencing. Okay, again, so if we practice embracing, you know, the complexity, I'm embracing the complexity. I'm not complaining about it. I'm not feeling overwhelmed about it. I'm just recognizing what is here right in front of me. Okay? So by embracing that, it eventually gives us the ability to see what is really going on in the various situations, people, and events. And this can allow us to have a more compassionate approach to ourselves, you know, instead of beating ourselves up about how we're responding to something. It can give us a more compassionate approach to ourselves, as well as have a more compassionate approach to the life of others as we consciously navigate this intricate tapestry of life, of being a human being and having a human life, okay? And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to navigate the intricate tapestry of life as being human. And yes, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. But it is by consciously navigating the human experience that we become able to navigate the intricate tapestry of life as being human, okay? So the statement we have so often heard and used, you know, we're spiritual beings having a human experience, is often attributed to the French philosopher and Jesuit priest Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, okay? It encapsulates the idea that our true essence is spiritual and transcendent in nature. So our human existence is just one facet of a larger spiritual reality. All right, so let me say this again. This idea that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, this takes in the idea that our true essence is spiritual and transcendent in nature. And our human experience is just one facet of a larger spiritual reality, meaning there is more to what we perceive as being human than what is immediately apparent through our physical senses and everyday experiences. Okay? So all this stuff that's going on out here is really part of a whole tapestry that we're involved in. And the idea of mindfulness, of being in the moment and really paying attention, is where we begin to wake up and understand what is really happening in my life experiences. It implies that there is a deeper, transcendent dimension to existence that goes beyond the material and tangible aspects of our lives. That's really one of the powerful things to embrace here. So even if we're trying, you know, we're working to make changes in our lives and it seems like a struggle, that's what this whole talk is about, is to let go of that struggle. You know, go back to those slides that I shared in terms of ways of doing that. That's why I wanted you to have those so you could go back to them and pick some of them, one or two or whatever, and begin to work with them in terms of helping to unravel some complex dynamic that's going on in your life. And see, as difficult or as exoteric as this may sound, okay, we are and have been constantly, I should say esoteric, as difficult and esoteric as this may sound, we are and have been constantly tapping into this deeper, transcendent reality, whether or not we realize it. You get what I'm saying? So it's not, you know, we'll say, oh, I want to be able to tap into this greater reality, this spiritual reality. Well, we've been doing that, okay? It's all part of our human spiritual connection from which we can never really be disconnected. Now, maybe in our minds, we might feel disconnected, but never in the actual reality of our lives. So whether we are thinking that we're connected or not thinking we're connected, we are connected. And our work is to become more and more aware of this connection so that we can use it more consciously and purposefully in our lives. So a conscious connection encourages and inspires us to cultivate qualities such as when we are consciously connected to this divine idea that we're spiritual beings having a human experience. It helps to cultivate qualities such as compassion, love, and wisdom. Not through effort, but through a growing awareness of the totality of our existence. Again, spiritual beings having a human experience. So I'm going to give you a story that illustrates how a growing awareness of our spiritual essence can naturally inspire the cultivation of positive qualities enriching our human experience with compassion, love, and wisdom. And this story is entitled, The Radiance Within. Now, Amelia, a young artist, she's an artist, found herself at the crossroads in life. Struggling with the demands of a competitive world, she felt a deep yearning for a more meaningful existence. Now, think about that. Struggling with the demands of a competitive world. How many of us have been struggling or had struggled with the demands of a competitive world? See, she felt a deep yearning for a more meaningful existence than just being out here trying to do things in the world. So one day she attended a spiritual retreat that opened her eyes to the profound idea of being a spiritual being, having a human experience, something we all know. As Amelia embraced this perspective, a subtle but transformative shift occurred within her. Instead of trying to force personal growth through sheer effort, as some of us might have been doing, she began to cultivate qualities like compassion, love, and wisdom organically. She let it happen organically. She was letting it happen, not trying to be compassionate, more loving, and wise. She was letting it happen naturally because she began to embrace this idea of being a spiritual being, having a human experience. So it wasn't about striving or struggling. It was about recognizing the radiant core of her being. So in moments of silence, Amelia connected with a profound awareness of the totality of her existence, what we're talking about in this. Okay? And this awareness became a guiding light, inspiring acts of kindness and understanding. Compassion flowed effortlessly. Okay? Love became a source of strength, and wisdom unfolded naturally from the depths of her being. This caused Amelia's art, the artwork that she does as an artist, that was once driven by external validation. In other words, she was doing this work and wanted other people to validate her. Okay, it was just like today's thing in the 40 days of Lent. It said Jesus no longer needed people outside of him to validate him. Okay. So her work once driven by outside, and look, think about yourself. You know, all of us, I think, do things that we want outside validation. We want external validation. Instead, it transformed into a medium of expression connected to her universal spirit So she wasn't doing this hoping people would like it. She was letting her spirit guide her through the artwork that she was doing. And people resonated with the authenticity of her creations, drawn to the love and wisdom infused within each stroke of her brush. So in this unfolding journey, Amelia discovered that the qualities she aspired to embody were not distant ideals, but intrinsic aspects of her spiritual nature. And the more she embraced this conscious connection, the more her life became a testament of the beauty that arises when spiritual beings fully embrace their human experience. So it's the same for each one of us. When we become able to establish and embrace a conscious connection between our human self and our spiritual self, the more of our life will become a testament to the beauty that arises when spiritual beings, listen carefully, fully embrace their human experience. So I'm going to end with this thought from Ernest Holmes. It's the lectures he did, okay? And he said, psychologists say the first adjustment we need to make is to ourselves, right? Before you can start thinking about becoming spiritual or whatever, you have to make this adjustment within yourself. The next adjustment is to family. The third is to society. And the fourth is to the universe, okay? And we are not whole until we have made all of these adjustments, okay? So that's sort of the process. You know, first center yourself, get yourself in the right space, get yourself in the right space with your family, you know, with society in general, and then with the universe. So the affirmation I'm going to leave you guys with is very simple. Whoops, go to the next one, sweetie. Thank you. I am, we are, whole, perfect, and complete. Let that be your affirmation for this coming week. And so it is. Amen. Now we're going to have meditation with Pamela.
So Unity family, let's give ourselves the gift of a few moments of being in meditation by getting comfortable and gently closing your eyes or taking that downward gaze. Take a gentle breath in and out. And as you breathe in and out, know that this breath is the very oxygen God gives you to live. Now please take the following words as your very own. Father, I recognize the light of spirit that is my source and true nature. Focused on the light, I look with kindness upon my fears and worries, for they urge me to harness my great power of faith. By faith, I dare to see what cannot be seen by the human eyes, but exists as surely as the sun exists behind a cloud. I trust in universal goodness so much so that I rest deeply in the peace of spiritual assurance. I remain faithful during times when my human brain cannot envision the magnificent possibilities of a healthful life, harmonious love, or boundless prosperity. Moving from fear to faith, I see my life through spiritual eyes. I trust in my divine identity as the greatest reality, and I live in joyous expectation. I now take the next few moments and carry my power of faith with me into the silence of my soul. Here is where the work takes shape and our faith may be illumined. So we pause now and dwell in the silence. Heavenly Father, I am here open and receptive to your living spirit of truth. I am faith-filled. You are in control of my life, and I am in control of my thoughts. I am blessed, and I am a blessing in this work and in this world. In the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ, and so it is and forever shall be. Amen. When you feel ready, come back to join us.
Thank you, Hannah. So we are, this is the time when we take a moment to sort of count our blessings, as we would say, and recognize all the good that comes into our life, all the blessings that come into our life. We at Unity Center of Light are thankful for all of you who are part of the Unity Center of Light family. So, you know, we say this blessing, prosperity blessing for you as well. So let's say, you know, this blessing together.
Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you for all the blessings you provide for me and through me.
Amen.
Amen.
And now holding your offering in your hand, in your mind, in your spirit, let's be thankful for all the blessings that come in to support our Unity family. So together, we bless and give thanks for these tithes and offerings as they go forth to continue the healing, loving work being done through the Unity Center of Light.
Amen.
And now you have light notes.
So we are hosting the second town hall meeting on Sunday, March the 3rd. That's next Sunday, following our in-person Sunday service to discuss the future of Unity Center of Light in preparation for our annual meeting. Please mark your calendars as this meeting is very important. It's time once again to consider our commitment program to ourselves and to our spiritual community. This is about our financial support as well as commitment to our spiritual growth in consciousness and creating the life we want to live. The fillable forms are in your updates and e-newsletter. If you have difficulty returning the form electronically after filling it out, please call the office or email Patty. Lent has begun, and the weekly discussion group has already started. You may still join us at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. These discussions are for you to feel supported and at the same time to support our three facilitators, Joe Blackstone, Kathleen Bailey, and April May. This series goes through March 27th. Reverend Butch will be focusing his series on Lent in the Sunday services. Unity Center of Light is looking for a few good candidates to fill positions on the Board of Trustees beginning April 2024. Board members are expected to understand basic Unity principles and demonstrate integrity and commitment. Fillable application forms are in your weekly updates and e-newsletters. The due date to get your application is March the 1st. Join us for our in-person services on Zoom on March the 3rd with Courtney Hinton for special music, and on March 31st for our Easter Sunday service. We will have an Easter Lily giveaway at the service. And the last announcement is Sunday, April 7th, we will hold our annual meeting in person and virtual. We'll hold our meeting in virtually. The Zoom link is the same as our Sunday service link. Everyone is invited, but only members may vote. We look forward to seeing all of you there. And that concludes our announcements.
All right, so now it is time to
bless the path that we all will walk this week. We're going to say our affirmation with passion, zeal, and gusto together. I go forward in the spirit of the Lord, knowing my way is made easy, joyous, healthy, and prosperous, and I am grateful.
And now let's go right into our prayer for protection.
The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine, and all is well. And that's the truth.
All right. Okay, it's been our pleasure to bring you this service today. We look forward to seeing you next Sunday in person.
Yes.
So please, you know, join us if you can do that. But if for some reason you cannot join us, you can still join us in the Zoom service, 10:30 next Sunday. So other than that, have a wonderful week, and we will see you next week. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.